At the center of the fight over the Florida High School Athletics Association is how much say and authority the group should have. For 2 years, Republican Senator Kelly Stargell has sponsored bills to reduce the scope of the organization in regulating high school sports. Some say the bill is a response to an incident where the FHSAA deemed some Lakeland football players ineligible after their parents forged documents claiming they had moved. One person involved was an associate of Stargell's, but Monday the senator denied the accusation.
This bill is in no way, as stated in a memo from the FHSAA, a vindictive response to the FHS in defense of the five kids at Lakeland High School who were deemed ineligible.
Part of the bill revises the way the FHSAA treats transfer students. Stargell's arguments center on the way the group deems students eligible and ineligible to participate in sports.
The girl in my district had to leave private school because her family could no longer afford the private school and was ineligible at her zoned high school because she had played a summer league that was affiliated with the coach at her public high school. That student lost all four of her appeals.
The proposal would make it easier for student athletes to transfer schools and still be able to participate. It would let local school boards approve the transfers and increases the burden of proof for declaring students ineligible. Supporters like Tallahassee attorney John Moyle, who has represented students before the association and administrative law judges, says that hasn't happened before.
Somebody who's charged with a crime, you have the ability to go in front of a judge or a jury, an independent trier of fact. The way the system's currently crafted with the Florida High School Athletic Association, you go in front of a tribunal that is comprised of members of the association. So you're not really getting an independent trier of fact. This bill changes it, and I think that's a good thing.
But former FHSAA board member Bob West says the perception that students are being blocked from participating in school sports is inaccurate.
Last year, there were 263,000 students that participated in athletics in Florida. Less than 80 were ruled ineligible.
A companion measure to Stargell's bill is up for a full House vote, but it was stalled in the Senate until this week. Most legislative committees have stopped meeting, and proposals left in them are considered dead. But legislative leaders called upon the Senate Education Committee to meet one last time, mainly to clear Stargell's bill and a few others. And committee chairman Republican John Legge says he's concerned about the effect of a final proposal once the Senate and House bills are merged.
My understanding is there's a strike all on the House side. This is a big bill to digest this quickly at the end of session, and my experience has been big bills at the end of session with strike alls tend to have stuff in them that we need to take our time on.
Despite those concerns, the Senate version of the bill cleared the committee. The proposal also overhauls the association's governing board and places a cap on the executive director's salary. Critics say those moves could be legislative overreach because the association was not created by the legislature and is an independent nonprofit. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.